Start again on Kuf Samach Tes Amud Beis at the two dots. The Mishnah said that if a person comes to us and says, I lost my deed of purchase or my deed of a gift, so the Mishnah says we'll give him another deed of purchase, but this time we won't write in the guarantee. We'll say, we learned yesterday, we'll write explicitly that there is no recourse to this deed of purchase. Because if there would be a guarantee written in, then we're worried. Maybe he really didn't lose the deed of purchase. He really has the first deed of purchase. And if he has two deeds of purchase, he might go and collect twice that guarantee. How would he be able to collect twice the guarantee if he made some type of a deal with someone who's the real owner of these fields? That the guy's going to come and say, you know, you never could have bought it because the guy who sold it never had a right to sell it. It was stolen fields. So then he'll collect once. And then a couple months later, the guy will do it a second time. And he'll be able to collect a second time. So, and that would be a problem. So that's why we don't want to leave available two deeds of purchase. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, you can't give a second deed of purchase even without a guarantee in it. Because maybe the recipient, the purchaser, doesn't own the field anymore. Maybe he gave the document back to the giver, to the seller. And just by giving the document to the seller now owns the field. But now that he says that he should get a second deed of purchase, he's going to get a second document. He's going to be able to illegally get the field away from the seller. So that goes to a general rule that Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "Anosei matana l'chaveiro." If somebody gave to his friend the field as a gift through a document, and the recipient gives away the document to somebody else, even if he gives it back to the one who gave it to him, that transfers the ownership of the field. So that gives the field back to the one who gave it. However, Chacham say giving a document is not enough to transfer ownership of a field. If a gift recipient wants to remove the gift from himself, so handing over the document doesn't mean that it's not his field. It's still his field. He'd have to make a whole new document, or he'll have to do a kinyan chalipin. But just handing the document alone is not enough. So the Gemara says, "My time, Reb Shimon Gamliel. Why does Reb Shimon Gamliel hold that a gift recipient who gives the gift document back to the giver, now the gift belongs to the giver?" So Amar Rav Asi said, because Reb Shimon Gamliel holds when a giver gives a gift, Nasa Ko'omelo Sada Zun Nisuni L'cha Kol's Man Shashtar Biyadcha. It's when a giver gives a gift, it's as if he's saying, this field is yours as long as the document is in your hands. Maskefle Rabbah. Rabbah said, if that's the case, Yachi Nigdevo Avad Nami. If a gift recipient's document gets stolen or lost, then the field is no longer his, because he doesn't have the document in his hands. Elam Arabas, the Rabbah said, no, the question between Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim is on the following issue. Osios niknos b'mesira kamiflugi. Is the handing over of a document itself a way for somebody else to acquire the document, and for somebody else to acquire whatever is written in the document, even though the document doesn't have his name in it? Namely, Reb Shimon Gamliel Savar Osios Niknos B'Mesira. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, once there is a gift document, so the gift document says that Yaakov gave this field to me, to Zev. When I hand it to you, Reuven, now it's Reuven's field. Because by handing the document to Reuven, the document belongs to Reuven, and the field that the document was controlling belongs to Reuven. Rabbanan say, no, ain't Osios Niknos B'Mesira. You can't transfer a document just by means of handover, nor can you transfer what's in the document by means of a handover. You'd have to create a new document. That Zev transferred ownership of the field to Reuven. But to hand over the document that says that Yaakov gave the field to Zev, to Reuven, doesn't make Reuven the owner of the field. So that's what's going on in our Mishnah. Shimon Gamliel says, since I believe that when you hand over the document to whomever you hand it over to, now the field belongs, the document and the field belongs to that person, so I don't believe that you could go give a second document to a gift purchaser or to a purchaser, because maybe the purchaser handed over the document to the seller who sold it to him, and therefore He no longer owns it. The seller now owns it. Now when the court's going to give him a second document, he's going to be able to steal. But it's not his. He's going to now claim it was his.
These are all gifts.
Or a sale. It'd be the same.
Sell too?
Yeah.
So sell, he got the money, now he owns it. Now you could transfer it to, I could transfer it to Jason if I want.
Yeah,
I'm
question,
the owner of the land.
Yeah, the question is how though? How does it get transferred? Is handing over the document alone enough to make the transfer?
Oh, that document is under... Okay,
it doesn't have Jason's name in the document.
I have to write a new document to Jason.
That's according to the Chacham. According to Shem Gamliel, not. So now the Gemara is going to get into a Braisa and it's going to offer five possible interpretations of what this Braisa is talking about. One of them is connected to this discussion because one of the possible interpretations is that this Braisa is discussing this question. Osios Niknos B'Mesira. Are documents or letters acquired by the handover of a document? Tanur Rabbanu went to the Braisa. Haba Lidon B'Shtar B'Chazaka. A person is coming to a court case with a document as well as chazaka. Now the word chazaka can have two meanings. Chazaka could mean an act of physical ownership, like building a fence, breaking a fence, or chazaka could mean being there for 3 years without anybody protesting. So unclear what it means here. But again, a man comes and he has to support himself a claim of a document as well as a claim of chazaka. So according to Rabbi Nidon B'Shtar, we judge him based on the document claim. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he's judged based on the chazaka claim. So, what's the argument? So, Kiyas, Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Biosios Niknos B'Mesira Kamiflgi. The argument is about this question. When you hand over a document, is that alone means to transfer the ownership of the document? And ownership of what's in the document? So, in other words, a guy comes and he says, the field is mine. We tell him, how do we know the field is yours? He says, I have two proofs. One, the field was bought by Jason, and Jason gave me the document of sale. And two, I built a new fence around this field. So that's the question.
And Jason will testify on his behalf?
He's not around. Jason's not around. So, Rabba and Shimon Gamliel Safar, Shimon Gamliel says, if what happens is that Jason gave me his document of purchase, so that's not enough to make me the owner of the document or to make me the owner of the field. I need a document in my name to be the owner of a field. Having his document doesn't make me the owner of the field. That's what Shimon Gamliel says. Okay, you need to be judged with the chazaka. I can bring proof that I made the fence. That'll make me the owner of the field. However,
that you're on this field.
Okay. Yeah, but more so that I did an act of chazaka. That I built something. And Rabbi Savar, Rabbi says, no, the act of chazak is not what I need to prove. Osios Niknos B'Mesira, the fact that he gave me his deed of purchase, made me own the deed of purchase, and made me own the field, and that itself is what I win with. So this issue that we're saying here is an argument between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, whether handing over a document alone is enough to transfer ownership of the document and what the document talks about, that's really an argument in this price between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Amale Abaye said back to Rav Dimi, Imkain Plukta L'damar. So that means that you're against our teacher Rabba, because Rabba said that Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah is saying the opposite. That Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying that when a document is handed over, it does get acquired. Meanwhile, you're saying Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Braisa says you need to use Chazaka, is saying the handover document doesn't get acquired. I'm a laser. Rav Dimi said the tip. Look, okay, so I argue with Rabba. I'm a Abaya. Abaya said, no, hachi kamina. Look, this is what I'm telling you. Masnisa lo mitart sa'ela kida mitart samar. You have to explain all the sources by accepting Rabba's point of view. But if you're not going to accept Rabba's point of view, then you have a problem with the Braisa, which is what we began with, right? The Braisa says, Reb Shimon Gamliel said explicitly that if you hand back the document, the gift was handed back. Imkain, if you're right, Kasha Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel. We have a contradiction in what is the view of Reb Shimon Gamliel. You're saying here in the brice of the man who shows up with chazaka and with a document, Rav Shimon Gamliel says he has to prove chazaka. So you're saying Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the document that was handed over, it doesn't work. But meanwhile, in the Mishnah, as we've explained in the brice, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that if a man comes asking for a second copy of his purchase document, we don't give it to him, because maybe he gave away the first copy, and now he doesn't own the field anymore, because he gave away the first copy. I thought you just said that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, a handover of a document doesn't work. So you have a contradiction of Rav Shimon Gamliel. El Amar Abayis, therefore Abayis said, proposal number two, in terms of what this brisa of a man who comes with a document and chazaka is talking about. What we're talking about is like this. The man comes not with Jason's document, he comes with his own document. He has a document that says that he bought the field, and he says, I built a fence around the field. But what happened was like this. Actually, it's more than a fence. He says that I've been here for 3 years without anybody protesting. So it's the different meaning of chazaka, not the meaning of chazaka building a fence, but chazaka as in usage for 3 years without a protest. So what's the argument whether the shtar or the chazaka is what wins the case? He came with a document that he purchased the field, and he says, I've been here for 3 years without anybody protesting. We look at the document, and we find that one of the witnesses on the document is no good. He's a relative, he's a Rasha, he's a thief. So now what do? The argument between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe is the argument between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Meir. As we've learned back to Maseches Gittin, there's a big argument about documents. Is the core of a document the witnesses who sign the document? Or maybe you don't even need witnesses to sign a document. The core of a document is the witnesses who saw the handover of the document. So that's the argument here. Rabbi Savar lo Rebbe Elazar d'amar Eidim Mesira Karti. Rabbi holds like Rebbe Elazar that the core of a document is the witnesses who saw the document handed over. So even though it turns out that this document has a puzzle witness inside, who cares? Bring the witnesses who saw the handover of the document, and you can win with the document claim. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar lo Rebbe Meir, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like Rebbe Meir that the core of a document is not the witnesses who see the handover, but the witnesses who are signed inside. And since one of these witnesses who signed inside is disqualified, he says you can't use the document. So he said, if you can't use the document, you're going to win the case with the chazaka. Prove that you've been here for 3 years without anybody protesting, and that'll win your case. That's what the argument is about. Asks the Gemara, 1 second, Ivam Rabbi Abba, but didn't Rabbi Abba say that even Rabbi Elazar, who says that the main part of a document is the witnesses who see it handed over, but Modoy Rabbi Elazar would agree, B'mezuyef mitocho, that if in the document itself you have a problem, namely you have a witness signed who's a non-kosher witness, shu pasul, that rabbinically we don't accept such documents because people are going to think that this guy is kosher. So you see that you couldn't use such a document. How could Rebbe say we can use a document, and you're saying that the case of this document is when there's a disqualification inside. If there's a disqualification inside, it can't be used. So therefore, we have proposal now number three. El Amar Rebavina, so rather Rebavina said a new explanation of what the argument between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel is. Hakol Modem, everybody agrees. Shim Kasavbo, that if it would say in the document, Huskaknu Le'edusan Shel Edim, we tried to investigate these witnesses, and it turns out that one of the witnesses is false. True puzzle, we couldn't accept such a document. Kid Rebaba's Rebaba taught that everybody agrees to Mizuyef Mitochol, that if there's a problem in the text of the document, even if you didn't need the witnesses in the text, the document is no good. Lo Nechleku, where is there an argument between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a new case? Vishtar Shein Olav Edom Klal, the case was where a man comes, he says, this is my field. How do we know it's your field? I have a document, and I've been here for 3 years without anybody protesting. Show us your document. He shows us the document, and there's no witnesses on the document on it at all. So Rebbe Savar, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Elazar, Damar Edom Mesira Karti. He says you don't even need witnesses in a document, because the witnesses that you need are the witnesses who saw the document handed over. So he says, fine, you can use the document, get the witnesses who saw the handover, and that will work for you. However, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Savar, like Rebbe Meir, Damar Edom Chasima Karti. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like Rebbe Meir that the witnesses in a document are the witnesses who signed the document. So here where there's a document without any witnesses at all, so that doesn't work. So that's Reb Shimon Gamliel said. You know what? The document throw out because he doesn't have witnesses on it. He has a chazaka. He has a claim that he's been here for 3 years without anybody protesting. All right, let him bring witnesses and prove that he's been here for 3 years with no protest, and that's how he will win.
Which one has more power? The document with without witnesses or being there for 3 years with witnesses?
So we're saying being there for 3 years with witnesses is stronger, and maybe the document without witnesses is worthless. But if you say that all you need is the witnesses who see the document handed from the seller to the buyer, so that would work, because you can bring in those witnesses, and you still have those witnesses. That's the view of Rabbi. Now, proposal number 4 in terms of what the argument is. V'ibay same alternative, I could tell you. The issue is like this. Do we presume that documents are good? If we presume documents are good, then we don't need much to establish they're good. And if, let's say, I come with a document saying that Kim owes me money, if I present the document and Kim says, yeah, you know, the document was good, but, you know, whatever, X, Y, and Z, you can't use it. You owe me or whatever. We'll reject what Kim says right away. Because once he admitted that the document was good, that's it. Because basically there's a presumption that it's good. So that's the issue here. If somebody agrees that he wrote the document, but he makes some other claim why it's not usable, do we need to pay attention to that other claim? Or do we say, once he admitted that he wrote the document, I don't need to validate the document further, because once he admitted, we assume it's all good.
Like a partial admission.
A partial admission already is too much, because we assume that the document is good. And that's what's going on here. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, Modu B'shtar Shekosvo in Tzarech L'Kaimo. Once somebody admits to a document, the other person doesn't need to validate it further. It was admitted and that's alone enough. So that's the case here. The case is where the guy comes in with a document plus he has a chazak of 3 years having been on the field, and the guy against him admits to the document. He says, yeah, I did give you the document, but, he says a but. So according to Rabbi, the document works because we ignore the but. And Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no. Since we had to rely on him saying, yes, it's a good document, so now we rely on him when he says, but there's something wrong with the document. We have a rule, apesha asar wa apesha hitir. If you have to rely on someone to prohibit something, you also rely on him to permit it. So therefore, he says it's not a good document. So now prove the document. So that's what's going on here. Prove the document or bring proof that you have been there for 3 years. So come on, 1 second. If you're going to claim that that's the argument between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, we have Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel discussing this issue, but they're on the opposite sides of the issue. We heard them saying the opposite on this question of whether a document that has a little bit of admission from the guy that it's against, that's already enough, or then it still needs to be validated further. The tiny one that did a brisa up. Shnayim adukim b'shtar. You have two people holding on to the loan document, both the lender and the borrower. So what's going on? The borrower says, I paid back the loan, you gave me back the document, and now it fell out of my pocket, and you grabbed it. And the lender says, no, you never paid me the loan, it fell out of my pocket, you grabbed it. But it's really my document, and you still owe me. So one is saying, I don't owe you anything. The other one is saying, you still owe me everything.
Right.
So two are holding on to the loan document. Malvo Omer, the lender says, Shalihu, it's my document still, because you never paid me back. Nuf, how are you? What are you doing holding on to it? Because nafal mimeni, it fell out of my hand. Umetzaso, you found it and you grabbed. Lova Omer, the borrower says, no. Shalchahu, it was yours. Badu Parativ Lecha, I paid you back. You gave it back to me. And it fell from me, and now you're grabbing it a second time. So says the Rebbe, Yiskayim Ashtar B'chosmav. Let's bring witnesses to validate the document, witnesses to prove that the signature was right, that these are honest signatures. And once we prove the document, so then that's it. So now it's a good document, and we will collect the full amount. However, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, yachloku, they have to divide up the amount. The borrower pays half, the lender loses half. Now, Vavinaba, so we had a whole discussion about this case. I understand. Lesle le Rebbe Hadetnan, does Rebbe not accept the first mission above Metzia? Shnaim Ochzim Betzalis, two people holding on to a cloak. Zeo Marni Metzasiya. Reuven says, I found it. Zeo Marni Metzasiya. Shimon says, I found it. Zei Yishav Hashem Lo Bapachas Michetzia. Reuven swears he doesn't own less than half. Vizan Shimon swears, Shein Lo Bapachas Michetzia doesn't own less than half. Yachluk and then divide it. I'm Rav Nachman. Rav answered me, Rav Nachman. B'mekuyim de kuliyam lo pligid yachloku. If the document was already validated and they're both holding on to it, so then it gets divided. Everybody would agree to that. When Rebbe says they should validate it, they're saying they should validate it to get half, not to get all. Ki pligi, what is the argument? Be'eno mekuyam. When the document has not been validated yet, we don't have courts having looked at the witnesses' signatures. Rebbe, Sava Rebbe, says like this. If the person against whom the document speaks has admitted that the document was written, that still you need to validate it. So that's what happened here. The borrower says, yeah, I did give you this document. I gave you the document, but I paid it. So since he said, but I paid it, he's saying that the document practically is worthless. So you need to validate it. So therefore, without validation, you, the lender, can't collect. However, so, v'imakayim le, so that's why if the lender will validate it, gavi palga, then he'll collect half, not all. He'll collect only half. But he lo, but if he doesn't validate it, chas v'ba'almahu. So since it's the lender telling us, I'm sorry, the borrower telling us that yes, he wrote it, but it's already been repaid and it fell from him, so it's worthless, this document, because we don't have independent validation. However, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that there's a presumption that a document is good. Since there's a presumption that a document is good, you don't need much to take it over the hump, as it were. You don't need much to be sure that it's good. So Reb Shimon Gamliel holds like this, the document which fell, and now both are holding on to it, the borrower has admitted that he borrowed. He just said, I borrowed and I repaid. So, but Modu Bishtar Shikasu, he admitted that he did borrow. So therefore, you don't need to validate it further. It's already considered validated because he admitted that he borrowed. So since it's already considered validated, it gets divided. But what do you see? Reb Shimon Gamliel is the one who says you don't need much to validate it once he just said it was okay, even though he said but. We ignore the but. And Rebbe holds you do need a lot to validate it. That's the opposite of the way we're saying it in our Braisa. In our Braisa, where a man shows up with a document and a chazaka, so he said, what's the case? The case is where the document doesn't have independent validation, it just has validation from the seller, but the seller has a but to his validation. So Rebbe says, you work with the document, because even a little bit of validation is enough to make a document good. Shimon Gamliel says, you have to work with the chazaka, because a little bit of validation is not enough to make it good.
But
it's the opposite of what we have here.
I know, but it has the same weight as me saying, yes, the document is correct, but is like, I paid you already. Isn't okay. The same weight between yes?
So we're suggesting here that in a document, the only time there would be, according to this view, the only time there would be a need to validate it is if he says it never happened, it's a forgery. But the moment he admits that he wrote it, even though he now has a claim...
He says it happened, but so I already paid you.
So that's too late. Once he says he wrote it... So
it doesn't
already
have the same weight then.
Doesn't have the same weight as saying it's a forgery.
Didn't we learn many moons ago that when you borrow and you pay back, that you have to get a receipt, and you have to keep the receipt that you paid back?
It's a whole discussion. It's not so clear. There's a discussion about that. Yeah, we'll see. So the Gemara suggests, Epoch, you know what? It is Reb Shimon Gamliel, but you have to flip in the Braisa who says what. When the Braisa says if a person comes with a document and Chazaka, Rebbe says the document will win. Reb Shimon Gamliel says the Chazaka will win, we'll flip it. Reb Shimon Gamliel is the one who says the document will win, because Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that if there's a partial admission to a document, that already makes the document good enough. And Rebbe says that a partial admission to a document is not enough to make a document good enough, and you need the chazaka. And now proposal number 5. By the same alternative, I can give you a fifth possibility. What's the argument in the Braisa? The man shows up with a document as well as with a chazaka, And the way we had the Braisa, Rebbe says, okay, the document of Shimon Gamliel says, okay, the Chazaka. The argument is like this. Lo'olam lo tzipach. You don't have to flip who said what. Hacha, it's not talking about Moda B'shtar Shekasva. It's not talking about a case where somebody admitted to part of the document. It's not talking about a case of a document that doesn't have witnesses. It's not talking about a case of a document that has a possible witness. It's not talking about a document that doesn't have the right names on it because somebody handed him the document. None of those issues. No, it's a person comes and he says, I have a document saying that I bought the field and I've been here for 3 years. So we tell him, okay, well, show us your document. He says, I don't even need that claim. He came and he made two claims. He could have won with one claim. He made two claims. But now one of the claims that he made, it turns out, is not real. So now do we say that since he's been proven to lie in that claim, even though he has a winning claim, he loses? Or do we say, no, he said extra words, but the words that he said are, some of them are enough to win. That's the argument. The argument is when a person comes and he makes multiple claims. He says, I have a deed of sale and I've been here for 3 years. Do we say to him, okay, prove to us you have the deed of sale, plus prove to us you've been here for 3 years? That's the view of Rebbe. You have to show us the document. Or do we say, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, no, you haven't been here for 3 years, that's enough. When we push him on the document, he doesn't have the document. Okay, he doesn't have the document, but he can win with the fact that he has witnesses that he's been here for 3 years and no one has protested. It's a different issue. It's not the issue of Modu B'Shtar Shekasvo. It's not the issue of Eide Mesira versus Eide Chasim Makarti. It's not the issue of Osios Nikton de Mesira. It's an issue of when a person advanced two claims, one of them being unnecessary, does he have to validate the unnecessary claim as well? And now we have a story like that. Ki hadir of Yitzchak bar Yosef. There was a story of Yitzchak bar Yosef. Have a masik be'zuzi b'Rav Abba. He had lent money to Rav Abba. Asil kamedir of Yitzchak Nafcha. He went to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha to collect the money from Rav Abba. Amar le, so Rav Abba didn't just say, I paid you back. He added, he said, Praticha b'fnei ploni uploni. I paid you back in front of Reuven and Shimon. Amar le, Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak said, okay, yavo ploni uploni v'yayidu. So now we need to hear from those two people. Amalei, Sir Baba said, why? If I can't bring those two people, lo mehemna, wouldn't I be believed? We have a rule, if somebody lent me money, even if he lent me in front of witnesses, I can just pay him back. So why am I not believed to say I paid him back? Amalei said, you're right. You're right. If you would have said I paid him back, you would have been believed. But you added information. So I actually agree with you on this question. Amar Rav Abba, you Rav Abba said, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava, in the name of Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav. Homa L'chaveru, if somebody tells his lender, Praticha B'fnei Ploni Yiploni, I paid you back in front of Reuven and Shimon. Sarach Shiavoni Ploni Yiploni V'yidu, then you have to bring Reuven and Shimon to testify. Amar Leis, Rav Abba said back to Yitzchak Nafcha, I, V'amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav, Alach Kediv Rav Shimon Gamliel. But Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, halachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that really technically, if a person comes with a document and with a chazaka, even though he can't prove his document, that's fine, because as long as he has the chazaka, he'll win. So halachas like that, I don't need to prove my extra words. And furthermore, Vaf Rebbe, and even Rebbe, who says you do have to prove the document, lo amar el levar, it's because he said extra words, he says I have a document. So then he said you should prove the document. But here, why should I have to prove these two witnesses that I said were there? Amalei said, you're in the same case as Rabbi. Ananami levara kamina. Since you said that you paid back in front of these two witnesses, you have to bring these two witnesses. That ends that discussion. Don't talk too much. Exactly. Once you throw in information you didn't need to, so now you need to corroborate that information. Next Mishnah. Let's say there's a document that says I owe 100, and I go to the lender, and I give him back 20. So now what do I do? The lender doesn't want to give me back the document that says I owe 100, because now I'm not going to pay the other 80. On the other hand, I don't want him to keep holding on to this document that says I owe 100, because then I'm going to have to pay 100. I'm going to lose the 20 that I already paid. So what happens when I paid part of the loans? That addresses what Kim pointed out. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yachlif, Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, he has to tear up the document, and the witnesses have to write a new document now for 80. Right. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Yichtov Shover. He keeps the document, and he gives me, the borrower, a receipt. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, You just said Nimsa's at Sarach Liyos Shomer Shovar Min Achbarim. That's not fair. Now the borrower needs to watch his receipt from mice eating it. So I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, yes. Kach Yafalo. That is fair. After all, he's the borrower. The borrower has to work harder. Why should the lender lose out by having to tear up a document and write a new document? That would make the lender lose out. And don't let the borrower lose out. So I'm Rav Huna, my Rav. Rav Huda said in the name of Rav. Ein halacha lo k'Rabbi Yehuda v'lo k'Rabbi Yossi. Here's a case where Rav and Amora argues with the Tanaim. He says, halacha is not lo k'Rabbi Yehuda nor lo k'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says that the witnesses tear up the document. Rabbi Yossi says that you don't even tear the document. You just give a receipt. So halacha is not like either of them. Ela bezdin mekarin ashtar. Bezdin tears up the document. V'kosven lo shtar acher, and they write a new document mizman rishon, but dating it at the time of the first document. They say 80, but they date it from the time of the original loan. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna. Amalei Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Rav Huna. Some say Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba said to Rav Huna. Ishmia leil Rav. Ha, if Rav would have heard this brisa, ha detanya, this brisa, then would he have heard it? If he heard it, he should be regretting what he says. Okay, so Bezrat Hashem will go into this brisa tomorrow. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashi Omer, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yisrael, L'Fichach Yerbanem Torah Mitzvot Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz L'Man Tzidko, Yagdil Terav Yadir.